I mean, it's finally going to make it that speed cameras, if they have to, you know, if that's the law and it is, it's going to make the system fairer. And it's going to make the system fairer by the fact that if you're at a traffic light and you're stopped and a speed camera erroneously tickets you, rather than taking the day off, going to court, and having to go through that hassle, every jurisdiction is going to have an ombudsman. And the ombudsman can automatically, you can send your ticket to the ombudsman, they can void it out. If you live in the Baltimore area like I do, you probably got frustrated by going down Harford Road and there's a speed camera there and you're looking for the school because it's supposed to be about safety, and it was the Maryland School for Broadcasting, which has nothing to do with kids and safety. Well, my bill says that it only has to do with K through 12, that it has to be a school that has kindergarten through 12th grade in order to put a speed camera there. So those are two good things. And we also get rid of the bounty system. And as you know, the bounty system incentivized contractors that they were getting paid per ticket, so they were getting a cut. So it was about the revenue, it wasn't about safety. And by 2017, that'll be gone as well.
Let me turn to the hybrid school bill. This is not going to take effect until 2018, and I know there are a lot of complaints about the school board now.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't have everything. I certainly wanted it to be now. The county executive wanted it to be 2018, so we had a compromise. But at the end of the day, it's going to create a system of checks and balances. And no matter who the superintendent is, there's going to be a school board that's going to have the ability to ask questions, service a check against the power of the superintendent. And that's a big deal. And you know what the big thing is? Parents are going to be on that board rather than political appointees. And I think that's huge because those parents have kids that are in the school system.
First time since I talked to you since all this. Yesterday, the Baltimore County Republican Committee Chairman, John Fiastro, said Ron DeJulius should resign because of what happened to your signs.
No, I mean, what Ron or his wife Connie do or don't do in this campaign is between them and the voters. And I'm going to keep reaching out to voters and talking about the hybrid school board, talking about my job in protecting the environment, and talking about my speed camera legislation.
Did you get an apology from them?
No, I haven't heard from them.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.